It's not mandatory for law enforcement to add missing people to a federal database, and some officers haven't gone to the effort of even listing a person's race on the police report. So Anita Lucchesi has made it her mission to create her own database of murdered and missing Native women.
I was almost one of the women on this list. If something like that happened to me, I would want to be honored and remembered.
Lucchesi, who is a Southern Cheyenne descendant, has gathered her data from public information requests, newspapers, social media, and other sources. And she's been able to detect some trends in her research, like the number of girls listed in foster care when they were assaulted or went missing.
We know that there's a relationship between foster care and trafficking, but the database is able to prove that. 65% of the girls who are in foster care when they went missing or were murdered were actually victims of trafficking or sexual assault.
On the Navajo Nation, there are more than 100 missing or murdered women in Lucchesi's database. Council Delegate Amber Kanazba Crotty has worked to pass stronger laws against trafficking and violence against women. She's also having tough conversations at home with her daughters.
I know in the research that I'm doing, it's 12 to 16-year-old Native girls. We know that they're being preyed upon. And not only is it my daughters, but it's their friends, our relatives, and our community. So we have to have these conversations.
Crotty says talking about it, even though it's taboo, gives young women another layer of armor. I'm Laura Morales in Flagstaff.